Blog Talk Radio.
Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friend. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some is taking kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Something you kept with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall, and then the summer which we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people that we call friends. When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house, and you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It couldn't last longer, cause we started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
I got to put myself in that person's shoes and everything, and I got to live there because it's a level of respect that's given. What you got? right. I have to relinquish what? Yeah, that damn the my high horse or what I feel like how you should be treating me. I gotta relinquish that. But to relinquish, I gotta say, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm the man. But it ain't no good being a man. You alone. The man. You alone, man. Yeah. You're a lonely man. I'm the woman. Now listen, you don't respect me because I'm a woman. You're right. And you just a woman that's alone. Everybody on their app got on Instagram that single. Okay. Single is that's just lonely. I don't know why single make it sound cool. That's all that word is. It makes it sound cool. I'm single. No, your ass alone. Now, why are you alone? And then, why are you single? Because you don't compromise. That's why you single. Because when it comes to having to come up your horse, and then you meet your complete opposite, or you meet the person that is just as, yeah, they just is they like you. That's why y'all, the attraction is there. I'm not, I'm going to call you a your shit, you're going to call me my shit. I have met my match. What did you say? What did you say? There you go. He said, and that's the problem. We think we're smarter than everyone else. But the smartest person can put himself in somebody else's shoes to be able to see, man, you know what? I didn't have to do it that way. Or I didn't have to say that. 318. If that is the wisest guy. But in this world, for some reason, we have bought in to the fact that it's cool to be single. Even you know why it's so cool to be single? Because we watch 40 and 50-year-old people single. You're like, damn. You mean you've been single all this time? You cannot keep a relationship. This person come in, they leave. Come in, have a baby, come baby, they leave. You start figuring out, there's got to be something wrong because ain't nobody staying, but there's nothing wrong with the person. Or we teach the dummy, you don't need no woman, man. You be a player. An old player, they ain't shit cool about an old player. He got a beeper. They got a beeper. Oh yeah, she called me, dog. Yeah. He's still trying to get fly haircut. Right. That's it. He's like, I gotta keep up with them young girls. Hey, you should have kept your old girl. It's an age requirement. That's like an old woman trying to date a young dude. What's wrong with the old dudes? You know the problem was? I couldn't make it work with this person because I couldn't humble down. But humility comes on both ends. Paul was saying that in Romans. He said, you have to condescend the men of low degree. This person, if we're going to be able to work together, I got to come down to your level so that we can now be on the same, at least the same understanding level, so that we can work together and figure out how can we work? How can we find a common ground to work and build a relationship on? And that's important. There you go. So, but I don't have to keep telling you right, but let me at least take the time to consider, understand, this is where you at. I'm come here. You know, it's like writing a letter. You write a letter to somebody, and depending on that person's educational level, you can use college words. And the person would be like, I don't know. You might as well speak Spanish to me. I don't know what you're saying. I got to do what now? I got to come down. Now when I write this letter, I got to put it in words that you can now relate to and understand so the point I'm trying to make can be understood. Right. That's it. Because, no, I like that. No, I like that, man, because anyone who got this, y'all read books. That wasn't like a new word. You like, okay, I understood exactly what that Deptish was saying. I was like, I didn't. I was like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't read them books. But the good thing is, that's how you condescend. So in everything in life, it's like, I have to now, I got to be able to come down to a level where we can now communicate on. We can communicate on this level. We even have the point, I'm looking for somebody that's on my level I can relate to. You ain't never going to find that. You ain't never going to find somebody on your level to relate to. They may have went and got the same education you got, but life experience is a whole completely different. You would think, man, you could be like, you grew up with loving parents, though. You grew up in a loving environment, and they didn't have that. So it's like, I'm like, this is something natural. Yes, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? There was no ma'am to say yes to. I just said, yeah. What? So you're like, right? You invite this woman to your house. You invite me to the house, and now she meets your parents. You're like, what was that, Barbara? You're like, Barbara. Right. Like, you grab your mouth like, oh, shit, I thought you was going to get, I thought I was getting out of the way before she did slap me in the mouth. Because you was raised differently. But now I got to come down to that person's level to understand, okay, you know what? The more I understand how you were raised, what you went through, I can do this. Now I can figure out what's going to set you off. And if I'm trying to be close to you, I can't do the same thing. It's like, it'll be no different than a young lady that you're dealing with, her father, OD. OD'd on drugs, and now that just freaks her out. You go do what? You go get high. She like, I can't be around that. Like, I don't know what your problem is. I ain't doing nothing. But if I stopped for a minute, it was like, damn, you know what? How would I feel if I watched that happen? I would probably feel the same exact way. Okay, but I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going, those are not the things I'm going to do, because I'm going to consider that this is leaving an effect on this person. That is how you love your neighbor as yourself. Considering the things that I know how I feel, I'm not going to put somebody through something that I know how it affected me. You understand? And don't worry about the babies. I got them at the house. So this is natural. Listen, this is natural. They gonna talk like we talk. When we talking, they talking. They gonna cry. It's gonna happen. So y'all gotta move around. You gotta do what y'all gotta do. It's all good. Okay. Okay. Where we at? Go here. Go to Ecclesiastes in the pocket. Chapter 12, verse 1-7. Then another brother get Hosea chapter 4, verse 1-3. Hosea. Oh, Ecclesiastes in the Apocrypha. Chapter 12, verse 1-7. And then the other one is Hosea chapter 4, verse 1-3. All right? When you do what? He said, when you do good, go ahead. Read again. Read it from the top. Uh-huh. There you go. He said, you got to know who you're doing it for, right? So even at that, for me to condescend, what does it mean for me to condescend? I got to know you, so I know the person I'm doing good to. I know what you need. I know what to do. Well, not to, I got just to understand a little of what you've been through. In my moves and my decisions, that is going to take a factor in the way I teach you and how I deal. So when you do good, you got to know to whom you're doing it. Go ahead. So shall you be, hold on, so shall you be what? So from the things that you do, because you got a chance to, you got an opportunity to get to know, even knew who you're doing it for, why you're doing it the whole nine. Now the person is happy with you. We had a good relationship. I'm thanked, like thank you. When you didn't drink like this, when I know that that's what my mother was doing a lot, or getting abusive, and you didn't do that. You did good by me, but you did good. You don't even know what's good to do for this person. It ain't just, well, I bought you flowers. You're like, what the hell, I got to do with anything. You bought me flowers? Yeah, you bought the flowers, but you did this shit over here. So now the flowers are supposed to make up for this? That ain't going to happen. Flowers get the door closed. Thank you. Closing it off still acting the same damn way because you're not stopping to get to know the person enough to know what is really good, what we consider good for that person. And I'm using relationships examples because we watch them most of the time. We watch people be off. They truly be off sync with each other. Because what I think is good, that person might not take it good. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. But they don't know. I don't know what's good to that person until I start to get to know this person. That's why I have to learn to condescend. Come down off my high horse and at least allow myself to learn. And put myself in their shoes. So 3:12 again. 3 verse 1. Go ahead. Do good to what? Go ahead. He said, if you do good to a person trying to be right, I like this. Let me say this. They're not going to find no one right. So for me to consider you to be a godly man, I'd have to only be the father. For the father to be able to say, this person is truly God. I'm not going to find that. But if I got a person striving to change and try to be right, then I gotta allow that. I got to let that happen. It ain't in my time. It ain't how I see it. But I got to allow this person is working on themselves, right? The most said, do good to a godly man. He may get over. He may get over on me. I may still get done wrong. But if he don't pay me back, who's going to always be looking out for me? That's what he's reading. He said, do good to the godly man. Read on. And thou shalt find a what? A recompense, a reward. You will get a reward by doing right by somebody who was at least trying to be right. And you know how I look at it? We don't have a lot. What you got? That was alms, right? Oh, that's recompense, right? So we recompense again? There you go. And so the father's saying, if that person don't return the love, who will? The father will. That's what he's saying. He said, so he's trying to show you, do good. Do good because even if it don't come back from that person, it'll still come back from the Most High. That's the understanding that he's trying to get us to see. There you go. Good, there you go. I'm going to get good karma in the fact that Oh, the person that received it? No, you're right. There you go, because you know what, if I already know, that's like case in point. I give you $100. I give you $100. You don't got to give it. But for some reason, I got less than $500. It don't make no sense to go back where my money at, man. Like, and I know that you didn't have it. And I'm certain things we can't pay back on. There are certain times you did tell somebody, you fix the tire, push it out in the rain, or you let them in. You helped them out some point. You just helped. There's no way to really repay that help, but because that person might not be there on your flat tire. There's a better case in point. But go to this. If I did good, if I'm doing you good, you don't owe me. You don't have to pay back good. If I would have bought you a cup of coffee, I'm not expecting tomorrow for you to get me a cup of coffee because you owe me. I'm not doing that. But you know what I'm saying? Because it was charity. Better. Give me that piece of alms real quick. Because now we get to show that read alms, and then give me the sisters. Give my alms to them. Come on, what's y'all for? What's y'all for yesterday on all? Stop. Anything given what? It was an honor for me to give this to do what? To relieve the poor. So if I'm trying to relieve, I saw this poor person going through it, right? You know what I'm saying, man? You know what? My help, if I gave him a ride, that ride will give him a break for the day. If he'd been on that bus or been in the hot sun or, man, I watch him every day. I watch this person come through. I may not be in that situation. My car's about to be good. But if that person needed, and I was like, you know what? It's my opportunity to pay it forward or to relieve him. I know that even if he can never give me a ride because he may not get in the car. Or we may live in two complete different cities. But it'll be that day that I was riding down the street or riding down the highway like we all are ready to. Flat tire, ran out of gas, and somebody did what? They just, man, hey, you need a, you good? Nah, man, I just had a flat tire. Let me give you a ride up to the gas station. That was the father doing what? He was paying me. So in that, the Jubilee, all those really are, if this was a debt that I would, like we had an agreement that you were going to give me this and I was going to give it back. We had that, we worked an agreement out and you loaned me something. I said, hey, if you loan it to me, I'm going to pay you back. I don't know when I'm going to pay you back, but when I get it, I'll pay you back. Now, 7 years goes by. I'm able to pay you back. The Most High, that's when that your Jubilee comes in now because the Most High has to tell you, if you can't pay it that long, let it go. Let it go. Let him, he don't owe you. Because if he can't, if it took all that time to pay back, yeah, he can't do it. But at that point, it was an agreement. But when it comes to charity, wait. I want to hear him. Oh, let's read it. Matthew 6 and what? Take heed that you do what? Now, what are alms? Read it. Do we read alms? Read the definition of what? What's the definition of alms? So anything that's given graciously? Oh, okay. He said anything given graciously to relieve the poor, that would be considered what? Alms, right? So alms are anything that's given graciously to relieve the poor. So he said in Matthew, come up, so they can hear on the, they're on the blog. So read that again. Tell them where you're at.
Matthew Matthew chapter 6 and verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Take heed that ye do not your alms before men.
Take heed that whenever you're doing something graciously, this is not about doing it before men. I'm not doing it looking for somebody to get me back or to get some type of kudos, some pat on the back. Everything, if I'm doing it without alms, I'm doing it because I wanted to help you. Go ahead.
To be seen of them.
Read.
Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father.
Otherwise, you have what?
No reward of your Father, which is in heaven.
Right. So if I'm doing the things I do to get honor from men, then that's where I got my, that was my reward. That pat on the back, that was your reward. That, man, you're just the best. That was your reward. So when you're down the street and you're looking for that same thing to come back and it don't, the Father's like, of course it's not going to come back because you already got your reward. Your reward was that pat on the back. Or you were looking for someone to pay you back. The whole time you was looking for that, the Most High was like, you know what? If that's what you were looking for, I got you. Then you already got your reward. Oh, that's okay. That reward is what we're looking for. Go ahead.
Verse 2, therefore, when thou doest thine alms,
uh-huh.
do not sound the trumpet before thee.
He said, when you do alms, when you give because you know this person needed the help, he said, don't sound the trumpet. Nobody ain't supposed to know. And all throughout the New Testament, every time Christ heals, he would be the first to tell them, don't tell nobody. Go your way and don't tell nobody I did it. I wasn't trying to get the pat on the back. I wasn't trying to get that praise. Because if I got it from men, then that's what my reward was. I'm not going to get rewarded by the Father. My reward was that person that patted me on the back. My reward was that person that praised me. Man, you're a good brother, man. You're so deep. Or you're just that's who you are, General. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for that praise rather than I'm looking for that honor to come from the Most High. And the Most High said, I give the honor when you didn't make it about you. Go ahead.
As the hypocrites do in the synagogue.
As what?
The hypocrites do in the synagogue.
You got a lot of people that are hypocrites because I'm doing one thing. I'm helping you, but I'm helping you so that I can get notoriety. I did it for you, but I only did it so everybody can see that I did it, and now everybody can say, oh, man, he's a good dude. And you got your reward. We do it like politicians do. Politicians kissing babies for votes. They giving a stimulus packet right now. They ain't giving it because they care. They doing it for popularity. Because if they was truly giving it for that, they would say, you know what? Let me go see what every family really needs. Because a lot of people, everybody's in a different situation, right? And you wouldn't have waited till Corona to do it. You would have been given that money if it was really about the care of people. But I'm doing it so I can get notoriety. It's like helping somebody just so I can get notoriety. And it's the wrong spirit to do it in. You do what you do and don't nobody know you're doing it. But I helped that person out. I didn't need to tell nobody. Nobody needed to know. It ain't none of their business. That's between you and the Father. That's what it's supposed to be. Go ahead.
And in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
He said, if you're trying to get glory from men, he said, you got your reward. So when you're looking for that karma to come back, the Father like, why would I do that? You already got your reward. Everybody knows you're a good guy. Everybody knows what you did. So you got your reward. That's what the Father's looking at it. Why? Why would I do anything special for you? Because you didn't make it special for that person. You did what you did so that you could get recognition.
When you do something like that, say you're, like how you're saying, someone's giving alms to kind of get that recognition. Now when you get that recognition, people aren't coming to you because, they really do need something. It's just, I need something, but I know that because Shar already gave come on, like $200 for this and that. Oh, he's just giving. No, let me go ask him if he'll give. Let me go ask him. And now everybody's asking you for something. And that's, at that point, now you're giving because you have to, because you're trying to keep their reputation versus like, no, like these people are really in need. Let me go ahead and give. It's like, no, like I can't let so-and-so see me not be merciful or to be generous like this. So I'm going to go, oh, here's like, you know, whatever this or here's that. Now you've everybody's basically like let you try at that point.
Yeah, so your reward was to praise the people. I went, and that's what the Father's like, you already got your reward. You're not getting it from me. You're not going to get the Father coming back and saying, well done, not good and faithful servant. Because you didn't do it for me. You did it for glory. You want to be glorified. But you know what you look at? Christ said the glory belongs to the Heavenly Father. When you go to Philippians, I'm going to come in, but I want you to read Philippians real quick, right? On the same point, the same topic. Go to Philippians chapter 2. Make sure I got the right. Philippians chapter 2. Yeah. There you go. And nobody remember. Their name is not written. Yes, Philippians 2 and 1. You go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and then verse 3. Or verse 4. I'm going to read out of verse 4. Nope, sorry, 1. You have, hold up, you got to come up because I'm sure they can hear you. Oh, yeah, the mic's up.
Try
it. If that works, then that's going to be a trick.
Testing, testing. Testing, testing. Testing, testing.
Can you hear?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Michelle,
can you hear?
You do have text messages. So now, Go ahead and read it.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ,
go ahead.
If any comfort of love,
so he said, think what we read. If there's any consolation in Christ, if there's any comfort of love, you can hear. If there's any consolation, I'll be on you, man. You know what I'm saying? The idea. But the idea is on point. Now it's saying that doing this with the phone, man, now they can hear. Oh, that is perfect. We need to do it that way. Keep reading. Read on. He said, now let's go here. Remember, we're looking at that glory, that vain glory, to the point where we're showing it. We're not loaning people. Love, you don't loan out your love. You do it because this person needed the help. I'm not loaning love like, well, you got to do this for me. And if I do this for you, you owe me. No, you don't owe me. That's not charity. You see what I'm saying? That's extortion. When I'm looking for something to come back, I'm going to help you. But you know what? You're going to be indebted to me for life if I help you. That's extortion. Y'all understand? There's a difference. What we're reading about is the way we're supposed to be. It is supposed to be a spirit of charity. Okay? So read that again.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ.
Uh-huh.
If any comfort of love.
Read.
If any fellowship of the Spirit.
So if we both, even if we're in the same spirit, in the same mind frame, if we're going to be unified, if there's supposed to be a fellowship, this is what's going to bring us together. We're reading about the type of mind frame that truly brings us together. Read on.
If any bowels in mercy, fulfill ye my joy.
So even if I'm going to have mercy, even if in me, is there ever going to be a merciful spirit in me? This is the way we have to do it. Teach me to lay down how you develop mercy, how you develop love. Read.
That ye be like-minded,
uh-huh.
having the same loves, being of one accord, of one mind.
Read on.
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory.
Don't let it be done through strife or what?
Or vainglory.
What is vainglory? Yeah, you got rain. I'm looking for kudos, man. Yeah, pat me on the back. Where my kudos at? I don't know who the hell came up with that word. Right. I'm looking for glory. I want to be able to walk by you and stick my chest out and say, bro, that's how I helped you. But I was in the, oh, that's it. Remember when I helped you? Yeah, remember when I helped you? I got to walk by with my chest out and let you know. Yeah, you know. You know. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? All right. You know I helped you. Listen, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm walking around. And you got to remind, your job is to remind me how much you might be in debt to me for what I did for you. That's vainglory, man. He said, the Lord should do nothing through strife or vainglory. I'm not here to get the honor. Because if I'm here to get the honor from men, then I receive my reward. Okay, we'll keep going. We'll finish up. Go ahead.
But in lowliness of mind.
But in a humble mind, do what?
Let each esteem other better than themselves.
What does it mean to esteem? I am going to look more after you. I am looking for you to get the glory to come up better than me. I was looking for you to get help and get a leg up better than me. It wasn't about me. It was about you. If it was really about, that is the mind that we're supposed to be in. It's about you, not me. I'm trying to get to the kingdom. So I don't want your pat on the back. Because it ain't about me. If that's the reward, I don't want it. I ain't for Christ to come back and ask me. Look right at me and say, you already got your reward. You got all the kudos. You got a pocket full of kudos. That was it, man. Everybody here that pat you on the back. You get up, bro. You straight. I don't want the kudos. You say, good. Great job. Listen, you be walking. That's that fool over there patting himself on the back. Listen, I'm just like, little arms don't reach, but you know what I'm going to do? Damn, man. I want recognition. I'll be in the mirror like, you're a great person. You are so loving and giving. Like, who are you talking to? But we don't want to. So you're looking at us most times showing it. The mind we're supposed to be in is, I understand my reward comes from the Father, but what is expecting me, the mindset he's expecting me to be in is to help you. You're the priority. To esteem others better than yourself. I made this person more of a priority than me. Go ahead.
Look not every man on his own thing.
Read it again.
Look not every man on his own thing.
Yeah, I'm in the grave. I'm that depressed dude. I need likes. We don't go to social media. I need a whole bunch of, I don't like liking nobody else. But I'm just, man, I'm not, I'm ugly. I'm not popular. Don't nobody like me. I put on outfits. Nobody like my outfit. I bought a new car. Nobody like it. I need some life. But I'll be the first one. I'm not cool where I saw something that you had nice and I liked it. I don't like your stuff, but I'm expecting to get likes. Read that again.
Look, not every man on his own thing.
Go ahead.
But every man also on the things of others.
Read on.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Yahushua.
So it's showing you in Christ, that was the mindset of Christ. It wasn't about me getting the glory. It was about you being taken care of. That is the mind. That's how we really can say that we are here to please the Father. that we are here trying to follow the Most High in Christ. Because if that was his mind, then what should our mind be? Yeah, but you better speak right. Yeah. Oh, brother, but you are the esteeming. You are the ultimate esteemer. Yeah, you are an epitome of a giving dude. Brother, what's your rank? You need to raise your rank up, Mike. You are giving. Yeah, oh, brother, right. He said, but the Most High show him one thing. He's showing us our mindset. My mind is to wake up every day and figure out how I can help you. How can I help you? What can I do to make it easier for you? That's the mindset. It ain't me or I. You can say, no, I and team, but it's me and then. that me mindset, I did what I was supposed to do. You ain't looking at me. I'm on point. That's that person getting glory, but it ain't saying, you ain't looking at us. We're on point, or we're off. We got to improve. We got to make things better. That's the mindset. I'm here trying to help you improve. Your life get better. Go ahead.
So being in the form of the Most High, thought it not robbery to be equal with the Most High.
Go ahead.
But made himself of no reputation.
He made himself of what?
Of no reputation.
That means everybody wasn't sitting. We got to make it better. Or we got to now build the biggest podium for Christ to sit on so everybody knows who healed everybody. He's not, I can't. Instead of me coming in and being the flashiest and I got to be the most decked out, the flash, I got to get the most attention, I'm the guy that came in on the app. I'm the guy that came in and was, I wanted the less attention. Oh, yeah, because I don't, listen, because most of the time, that don't make me look good, man. Helping, how is helping you making me look good? That ain't where I'm going. So if you ain't growing like we're supposed to be going, I'm wasting time. So now, where I was planning to go, you slow down the process. It's easier for me to get rid of you because you slow down the process than us getting there. That's that me and team. I'm just going to say me brothers, man. It's the T-A-M-E. I'm the B group, man. That's the team I'm about. I'm on team me. But that ain't Christ's team. Christ's like, man, listen, I made myself of no reputation. Go ahead.
And took upon him the form of a servant.
I took upon me the form of what?
A servant.
That means it was all about you. What do you need? It was always the mind frame, what do you need? Go ahead.
And was made in the likeness of men.
So as men, we're supposed to be focused on what? Others' needs. Here's a man doing the same thing as other men. I may have had my own needs, but your needs were put before my needs. But you know, tripped out, if we were a team and not team me, but it was truly the TA is the team, right? If we were a team, you know what I mean? If I wake up every morning and my mind is on your needs and you wake up and your mind is on my needs, then you already got my back. I got your back already. That's where it's supposed to be. So I didn't have to worry. Always. You don't have to cover yourself. You are already covered because somebody was already looking out for you. I got up thinking about you every day. That's it. You ain't that team me. Go ahead, she got.
We don't put the
brother. We never. Go ahead.
When you are in that, when you are in that, giving all about the next person, forget about me, about that man in the mirror.
Right.
It's always, well, if I can give this, pretty soon I'm not going to have nothing to give.
That's the mindset.
But most times in the prison, you know, you start to get that.
Good. Right. And that process, like what I was saying, that process always leaves you out of the equation. It takes too long. How does it benefit me? What am I getting out of this? You start getting to that, my friend. See, for me to help you, what do I get? What am I getting out of the equation? How does this benefit team me? It doesn't. It benefits team, but you have to, you are part of the team. You don't get no more, no less. You are part of the process. But the team looks good, not the individual. Yeah, you know what it is? No, the love is missing also. That love is really missing because you know what? I can't, another thing too, that means a person is in this book and they're serving the Father under the wrong pretense. Wrong pretense. You think this is about God, your gain. It's like you keep talking about gain is godliness. That, yeah, we need to read that. Yeah, and some of you got it. Here's what that text. I'm sorry, say it. Anybody that before the scripture texts that 888 or no. But look at that. Look up what the scripture where it says, supposing that gain is godliness. 1 Timothy? 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 5. If y'all read from out there, just read loud, okay?
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 5.
Hold up, I want you to read 4. 3.
If any man
go, read 2. Read 1. I'm sorry, read 1. Stop. He said, let as men, beautiful. Read it again. You know what under the yoke means? That's in this work. So every man is supposed to be a servant. That's
out their own master.
He said, now, we'll go here. He said, if we're in this work, there was somebody that showed us the right way. How do you honor that person's memory? How do you honor what that person showed you? You continue doing it. You follow it. By me doing what I was taught, that's honoring that person. He says, so read that again, Sean. Go ahead. So if we in this work, you don't honor me by patting me on the back. That ain't honoring me. That's honoring me by praising all of you. Brother, you know, garments, man, you be beautiful. All that praise, that's not honoring me. The way you honor me is by taking the things I've shown, the things, and now going, taking this book, learning the right way of doing things, and becoming successful in what's being done. That shows the greatest honor. We under the same yoke. So the things we've seen, the things we've learned, now by going out and doing it, that's how you show any person, I'm going to give you the honor. Like we give the Heavenly Father the honor. But we go out here, go out and do the things that we succeed in his name. For him, now I'm giving him honor. You understand? Go ahead. Read.
And they that have a
believing master. Go ahead.
Let them not despise.
Let them not what?
Despise.
But how do you despise of believing master. You didn't follow what they taught. You abandoned their principles. You went and set up your own program. You, yes, I make sure you told yourself, I ain't doing it. I'll never do what he did. He believed. He believed, man, but he came out with nothing. I ain't doing it. I'm going to use wisdom. That's what we've been telling them. I'm going to use wisdom. Well, they believed, and they did it, and the Father blessed. Well, all of a sudden, now you come up with a method, and your method is better. The Father was blessed with the method. So now when you come with yours, it's supposed to be better. The only reason you change is because you despise what that person was about in the first place. Read on.
Does it not despise them?
Go ahead.
Because they are brethren.
Because they are what?
They are
brethren. He said, they in this work like we in this work. We all under the same yoke. Read.
But rather do
them what? I'm going to continue that program. I am going to continue doing things the right way. Because everything that they were teaching what they believed. What they were reading in his book. What they learned. They were passing it down. Go ahead.
Because they are faithful and loving.
Read.
Partakers of the benefits. Things that these things teach the Lord.
Read.
And any man, if any man be otherwise.
But if any man be otherwise, he ain't following his master no more. He on his own program now. So if any man is now doing it otherwise, you're doing it your way out. That's not how you were taught. Now, everything you're doing, I don't know where this came from because that's not what we did. But if any man thinks otherwise, go ahead.
And consent not to wholesome words.
And won't consent to wholesome words. That means somebody is saying, hey, hold on. You're going off. Wait. But you won't even allow yourself to submit to somebody telling you there's a better way of doing it. That's not what we were raised. That's not what we were shown. Go ahead.
Even the words of our Lord, how we shot.
Even what's in the Bible. You won't follow the book. You read the book, but you set yourself above it. That's the Bible. And y'all need that. I'm giving y'all the Bible, but if you're going to use wisdom, you should be doing it this way. See, if you use the wisdom, it's like you got people in the mind frame that they have risen above the Bible. They'll be telling you, well, the law is the schoolmaster. Get to this point so you don't need the law. You're right. Because by that time, you should have an upbringing. You should have been raised a certain way that you already know what to do. Where you're not deviating from the way you were raised and brought up. Even in the spirit, I'm supposed to be raised a certain way. Go ahead. What verse you at? Go ahead. He said, there they won't listen to wholesome words. They won't listen to what else? Even the words our Lord Yahweh God. Go ahead. They won't even listen to the doctrine that was built on godliness. Read.
Verse 4. He is proud.
He is what? Because I won't listen. Because I'm coming up with my own direction. I just left off of what I was taught. He is a team me. That's what pride is, man. Pride is an unruly high opinion of yourself. I'm right. Everyone else is wrong. He is proud. Go ahead. Read. The only thing I know how to do is I know how to argue. You said this, so I know how to attack what you said. That's it. You know why? The only thing that I know how to do at this point in my pride is argue, because I already left. I left the path of right of what we're supposed to or not supposed to do. Everything that I was taught that would have made me wise or would have grown in the spirit, I stopped doing that. I stopped following. So the only thing that I know how to do now that I don't know how to do, that I have, is be prideful, and I'm going to argue about words, hairstyles, right, moons. Yeah, I'm arguing about moons. I'm arguing about hairstyles. I'm arguing about clothes you was wearing. Right, that ain't, yeah, right. If the whole time we're working on building something to help people, we done already got so far away from that because the, you make the focus arguing over words. Right, or how, right, they, or how Christ is that. What, how do you say Yahweh's name? It's not Yahweh, it's Ahaya. Like, what does that got to do with this person over here being hungry and being taken care of? Right, but and all that arguing, what did it have to do with helping anybody? And what is it benefiting? The Father's trying to show us that is a person who has left. They've left what they've learned. And they're making the wrong things to focus. They pride, I've made the wrong things, the things that we're supposed to be focused on. Go ahead.
Is proud of doing nothing but doing
our
questions
and trying to work. Go ahead.
Evil
surmising. Go ahead.
Perverse disputing
the. So where is all this coming from? Where does everything we read, where does it come from? No, it doesn't come from pride. Where does it come from? That person that is team me. That person that stopped following the things that he was taught and the way he was raised and built up, the things he learned from that believing master, that brother that was teaching him righteousness, when I left that, that's where pride came in. The pride came in the fact that I don't need to follow that person no more. I don't know. Whatever they were saying, it shouldn't even matter because they ain't using no wisdom. So as soon as they left off following that person that was developing their faith, developing their relationship with the Father, I stopped following that person to do what? To become team me. So now, the only thing I have is doting about words, arguing, straw to strike is coming from. Where my pride comes from. Yeah, I'll become, that's what it is. I'm good at debating. I'm good at arguing, but I ain't, there's no forward progress in anything I'm doing. Yeah, I'm just alone, right? I'm team me. Team me meant time for me, team by myself. Go ahead, read. And they become what? They become destitute of the truth. Man, what is really about? What was Christ's purpose? What was he doing? He was healing and helping people. We done got all the way from helping anybody. All we do now is do what? Compete and argue. Argue about words. That's it. And how many people, and you know what this is about? It ain't about helping people. It's about how many people will follow my argument. How many people can I get to say, you're right, man? Right, Brother D. He's on point. Yeah, I'm gonna join. I'm gonna go over there with them because them brothers be on point. That's all I'm looking for. That's not what the truth is built on. This person ain't been in the truth for a long time. Go ahead. Verse 6. Hold up. They suppose that what? They don't suppose that helping people is godliness. They suppose that gain is godliness. That you're supposed, if you're gaining, if you go through it, let me go over this class for y'all today, man. We look at the priest of Israel. And I know we don't keep going on it. But when you read about the priest of Israel, a priest's job is to build up the people. But the more he builds the people, the more tithes they drop. The more tithes they drop, the church grew from there. You go through, I know, but it's just, I'm sorry, you still keep going though. But when you look at the fact that the priest was focused on building the nation, but the more they built the nation, you watch all that came back from the nation because the people were built up. We ain't building nobody but expecting something to come from it. That's not the mind of Christ. That's not what this is about. But that's what's talking about being destitute of the truth, the right method, what this is really about, what's our real focus, what's the real purpose. In my pride, I left that because I thought, man, I watched it around while everybody else coming up, man, why? And I was, why ain't I coming up? Because I think this has been teaching me. And you're right, they have you right because that's what we've been teaching. We teach team me, not helping the poor. And that's what charity is about. It's about us learning how to get to the point where we help, honor for me to help you. Because if I build you, that's building us. We all grow from that. One man ain't left. Y'all know that. That's why I love about the church. You don't have emotions. We show the hell can. You do that. Yeah, when somebody slide back on you, if you want to get somebody back, piss me off on the truck. I'm gonna sit down. So when you on that naughty track, you pulling it. And yeah, going nowhere. You doing the slide, man. You like, that's it. Or you like you pulling it, and that little speed bump, little curve bump that you run into, you get up the driveway. You look, you like, God, that's like a jerk every muscle in your body. You be like, man, can you push? Do your job, no. You didn't need me. Remember, you were team you. It's all team me. Then you start realizing, okay, you know what? I'm tired now. My body's hurting. I'm going to have to figure out how we can make this work together now. You all say, I need you. You start realizing what you need, but the Most High showed what? He showed us one thing, man. He showed that this is what the Spirit was supposed to all be about. I'm supposed to learn that. That's in my pride when I start forgetting that this is about helping the next person get better. It was always focused on helping the next person get better, not the individual. That's what unity, that's what charity is about. Now, we're going to end it here. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, right? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 8. We're gonna stop talking and let you talk. First Corinthians chapter 8, and we're gonna read
First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge.
Knowledge does what?
Puffs it up, but charity edifies.
Read that again.
Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge.
We all got scriptures. That's the one thing that's there. The most I like gauging how many breakdowns you know, how many scriptures you know. Everybody got scriptures. If you've been here 5, 10 years, it's not many stories you haven't read. I may not be teaching, but it don't mean I ain't read the scripture. I got the knowledge. I know Christ is black, we did you lie. I know all that. He said, now touching things off into idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puppets up. So what's building my pride? Well, I think I know. So now all this is about how much I know. And a whole argument and debate based on So I got more breakdowns than you got. Or, yeah, you off on this. I know I got the information on the new moon where you don't. So I make me more righteous. I'm more righteous because I do the sundown, the Sabbath day sundown on the right moon slither, then you don't do it on the right moon slither. Like, nigga, I was like, you know what, I need to slap the ignorance off of you there. I ain't gonna slap the black off of you. I'm just gonna slap, the moon slither, really? That means when it just goes, there's no light, or something like that. Like, I don't need that's what we argue. You know what I'm saying? Or half the stupid, the idiotic things that we fight about. The problem is that knowledge does puff up. We breaking up because you study and teach this way, not even that way. He said, man, all you do is all we've been doing is puffing up. He said, but charity is the one that edifies. Everybody is learning stuff. They're supposed to be learning from your what? Your charity, not your knowledge. Does nobody care about your moon slipping? Who would you help? This ain't about how deep my voice is and how eloquent I put my words. Who are you helping? That is the tool that we're supposed to be used to teach. Or are you really helping somebody? Who are you helping? That's what we're supposed to gauge, because that is supposed to be the tool that's used to teach. Go ahead.
Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifies.
Go ahead.
And if any man thinks that he knoweth anything,
read on.
He knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know.
If you think you had all the knowledge to break, he said you don't know nothing. Because what you should have figured out is that this Bible is about helping people. The second greatest commandment is to put yourself in that person's shoes. The things you want for you, get it for him. That's what you should know. All that time you wasted learning about moon slithers. You hairstyles and all the weird stuff that I've been out here debating over. We have to get on the right page and the right date when we follow the high holy day. No, we need to help people out here that struggle. Because if I'm out here struggling, it ain't gonna make a difference what they are doing on. This is what this is mostly about. If any man think himself or think he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. Go ahead.
But if any man love the Most High, the same is known of him.
Read.
As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered and sacrificed unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other power but one.
You know?
For though there be that are called powers, gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one power, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Yahushua.
Go ahead.
By whom are all things, and we by him.
So it's our honor is supposed to go to who? Not to the man. It was never supposed to be about honoring the man. That's why people get caught up, leaving the suffering, slowing down, head tripping. I love how you leave, man. This brother was, the brother that was over me, he was off. He yelled at me. He did this. He wasn't doing right by the Most High. That ain't got to do with anything. What's that got to do with you as a father? That has nothing to do with that. Before my wife, my husband was tripping. He was arguing with me, man. You know what? That's why I stopped coming to class serving the Most High. But what does that got to do with your salvation? You have an obligation. Your obligation is to the Father. That's it. So you got to look at it. What is it, what is the Most High use? Where is my mind supposed to be focused on? I'm not looking at the person up. I'm in this truth looking at the people that need the help. So everything I do when I study, I'm not thinking about I've studied learning the Bible so that I can be like that person, or I can please this person. Because I can give you their pride, trying to get you to give them the honor. Well, they should be in this book trying to teach you how to help the next person that needs to be helped. That should have been the focus. Let that go. I thought it was the last one, right? One more. Hold on. I got to show Christ the same thing, man. It's 11? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, right? Let me see if that's right. Hold on. I have something to say, but I... No. I think it talks about... Yeah, he heard it. I was going to say something. I refrain to go down to your level. I will not condescend. I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's 8 and start of 7. And listen, it's a prime example of what was supposed to be growing in men. Men that have had this knowledge, and knowledge puffed them up. The Most High saying, that's why he said, you know, he said that. You want to talk about it? Spread a minute ago. Where he said, you think you know something, but you don't know what you should know, right? Every person here, you think you know what it's about, or you think you know something, but what you're supposed to know, you don't know. So what is it that we're supposed to know that we're not exercising, that we're not doing? Right. See, and I like this, man, because when you use that verse 5, think about this. A brother could read this and say, and this they did. Not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord, and unto us by the will of the Most High. So they were following an example, right? Like we read. And what was it when you pulled Ahmad? We're talking when Rashad just read, right? Where it tells you about having believing masters, right? So even in this verse 5, they gave themselves to the Most High, gave themselves to who? Those believing masters. That means you had men, and for the pride to kick in, that means there were men that were following believing masters, and then they did what? They stopped. Because you start looking through the Bible to try to find the things you're doing, I don't even see that in the book. Some of the things you're doing are doing completely contrary to what we're reading. What master are you following? Who are you following? Oh, team me. That's who you're following, team me. What you're doing ain't even in the book. You made that up. That became spiritual because you said it was spiritual, not because the Bible did. But it's easy to lead people off who don't really know the Bible. That's why it's going to say you err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of the Most High. Well, let's read it. Read verse 5. You'll be a good starting point.
As this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord.
Read on.
And unto us by the will of the Most High.
And then they gave themselves to that believing master. Reading by Paul, they gave themselves and followed these men's example. Go ahead.
insomuch that we desired Titus, that is, he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also.
He said, we desired Titus, man. We looked at Titus like, man, he begun and he finished the same grace. It was always about who. And I like the fact that you pulled that out, because we're going to read what grace did Titus start and finish in. Go ahead. Therefore, as he abounded in everything, go ahead.
In faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us.
He said, as you grow in your faith, in your knowledge, in your utterance, in your diligence, in your love, even to Paul and them, even to that elder, you're going to grow there. I have more respect for that elder. That respect for the elder is supposed to be there. That diligence is supposed to be there. That knowledge is supposed to be there. So as I grow there, what's also supposed to grow in me? We're going to read. Go ahead.
See that ye abound in this grace also.
But as all these other things are growing, there's something else that's supposed to be growing in you. Yeah, that's a great thing. Grace is honor. I'm supposed to love to do this also. Like, I love to be diligent. I love knowledge. I love to look up to my elders. If that's in me, I love to have faith in the Most High. But this is something I got to love also. This is a thing in me, an honor in me, that has to grow also. Go ahead.
I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others.
By occasion of the forwardness of myself.
Others.
Y'all see the catch, right? Because we're doing that. The commandment's not, I speak not commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others. That means it was always about doing what? That's what charity was about. If it was about getting ahead, growing, going forward, it was about the fact that you were looking for somebody else to grow, to get ahead, for them to just go forward. Right, I'm making sure that this dude is passing me, right? You're going forward. Is he decreasing or is he increasing? Go ahead.
And to prove the sincerity of your love.
How do you prove that your love, how do you prove that you're sincere, that your love is sincere? Because I was looking out for the next man to grow. That's the way you prove how sincere your love truly is. If you're really here for the Most High, then what should the focus be? That next man grow. If you ain't doing that, then you really ain't here for the Most High. You're here for the knowledge. You came, the Most High know one thing. You ain't about him growing. You're really about your come up. So the whole time, the Most High, I'm not mocked. Whatever a man sow, that's what y'all shall reap. He said, if you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. But if you are only sowing to your growth, then you ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Do you know what it means by him not having root in himself? So now we're looking at what the Father's showing you. If these things are growing in you, that is the root. A lot of men know the book, but the fact that I know the book don't always be enough to keep me rooted in. But what is the one thing that roots every man in? His charity, man. If every day I'm looking up and I'm looking at that man's growth, I'm just like a father to a child. I ain't abandoned my family. Why? Because I'm looking for my seed to do what? To grow. But you can tell if that person ain't got no root. I may have the knowledge, but I'm only selfish. Because every day I wake up thinking about me, not thinking about how I can give my seed to grow. So good scripture. So the point we get in that is this is something that's supposed that was supposed to have been growing in men. And we're going to keep reading this thing that was supposed to grow in you. You are supposed to now look to be building others, right? Read on. What verse? Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
Okay, right.
For ye know the grace of our Lord Yahushua, that though he was rich,
well, he was what?
Rich. Yet for your sake, he became poor.
Stop. This is a grace that's supposed to be growing in you. This is where my knowledge, my diligence, my faith, all these things were supposed to be growing in me. Get that scripture massage. Where all this stuff is supposed to be growing in me, right? He said, this is supposed to be growing also. That means, yeah, my breakdowns grew, right? My diligence grew. I'm always that brother you count on, man. I'm there. Got it. All of that's there in me is grown, but what didn't grow? My charity never grew. For charity is what? If I'm rich and you poor, what am I going to do? I'm going to become poor so you, I'm going to go and I'm going to sacrifice and give so that you come up. Because that's the grace that's supposed to be growing in us. Read on.
That through his poverty.
That through what?
His poverty.
Not through my achievements. Not through my achievement. Not through, I use wisdom and I got up here. And if not, you use wisdom, you get up here too. That's never going to happen. You're only going to get up here if I come get you and bring you up here. That's the only way it happens because that's what Christ had to do. I had to make it. Poverty is not going to go low. And come down to your rank and do what? Bring you up. I got to come down to your condition, bring you up. How is it Christ is that way, but everybody else got a better way of doing it? Their way is, I'm not going to come down to your condition. You need to use wisdom. You got to listen to what I tell you. So if you listen to what I tell you, and you do what I tell you to do, you're going to get there. That ain't never worked for nobody. You know what's crazy? Even in the scripture tells you, man, he said a servant is no different than an heir. He said a tutor's and governor's, right? A tutor and a governor's used to do what? Teach you and build you up, guide you up. How can you read to me and I'm supposed to not come up because you read it to me? It doesn't work like that. Even Christ, we're reading where Christ didn't do that. Christ had to now build these men up. All the men that he was with, he built them up. I worked with them, and I worked with them, guided them, built, and I built them up. We did it together. So I had to come down on their level and help build them up. Y'all understand, right? I'm using it because every time it's like that. If I put him on the top with you, and all you do is bark orders, you got the information. But I'm like this. Get that washing shit out there, man. Go put it in the house over there. He's like, all right, shit, okay. Do what I can do. I'm going to take it off. You know what he's going to do? Exactly what you said. He's going to take the washing shit off the truck, and he's going to try to push it in that corner with plastic and all. Because what did you say to do? Take it off the truck and put it over there. Right. And he's like, man, what's wrong? Why it ain't working? Because they ain't plugged up. Yeah, you didn't tell me to plug it up. Why it ain't working? Because it's in plastic. Dumb. You can look at him like, you cannot be that slow. Exactly. But if I did this, I said, no, let me show you. Right? Here, I'm going to show you. Let's take it out. Let's put plastic up. Let me do it. Do it with me. Why don't you do it with me? Right? Take the trash off, put the trash over there. We do it a few times together, and all of a sudden he picks up the system and does what? He already pulled the plastic off. He like, move, man. He like, I'm so sorry, I don't need to show you. I'm not, I ain't that slow, I got it. I just need to see it. Was I seeing it? That's life. That's what Christ is talking about, man. Success doesn't come from the fact that somebody told me. It comes from the fact that somebody came down to my level and showed me. He said, I went into poverty so you could get rich. I came down so you can learn. That's what this is about. The reward. Listen, riches is not in what money you got. That ain't what this is about. You'll get old and have nothing. That ain't wealth. Success is based on who you can show it to. Can I come to your level and teach you so that if I can teach you, man, you move me out of the way. I became obsolete. I train every day to become obsolete. I'm not needed here. So I can do what now? Go over here. Build the same thing. Because I'm not needed there. That's what this is about. This is about passing on knowledge. Read it again. Come on, what verse you have?
The middle of 9.
Yeah, read 9 again.
For ye know the grace of our Lord Yahushua.
Go ahead.
That though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor.
For his sake he became poor.
For your sake he became poor.
So it was never about that person that had it. It was what he was willing to give up for somebody else to get it. Go ahead.
That ye through his poverty.
That ye through his poverty, go ahead.
Might be rich.
Wow. So it was always about. So Christ's whole, the whole message of this Bible is about developing the next person. I'm trying to get you to this level. So I'm going to come. I'm going to sacrifice, come down here so that we can work together to get to this level. Right? Go ahead.
And herein I give my advice.
He said, this is the advice. Go ahead.
For this is expedient for you.
What you need. This is what will help you. Go ahead.
Who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, therefore, perform the doing of it.
You know what I'm saying? This is why we're not ahead. The reason we don't get ahead is because I'm too busy trying to work on my come up as opposed to you coming up. If I was working on building you, the As a group, we would all get ahead. But if I'm not focused on your development, then we don't get ahead. Finish it.
Now, therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will,
uh-huh.
So there may be a performance also out of that which ye have.
He said, "Is you really about this truth?" He said, "This is about performance and not performance. This is what you do. If there was a readiness to will, if somebody got you ready to do the work of the Most High, perform it now. The things you're learning, perform it. Go out to help develop the next man. Invest into him. You want him to have what you got. You want him to know what you know. Read.
Verse 9.
No, we're like verse 7.
12. Sorry.
Yeah.
For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has, and not according to that he has not.
You know what that willing mind is? The willing mind is I'm willing to help that next man. I got to be willing to help the next man. I got to be willing to help that next person. Then whatever I have, it's going to be accepted because, I mean, I have a lot, but I'm willing to give what little I have. That's accepted by the Father. I may have a lot, but I'm willing to give it. That's what's accepted by the Father.
For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened.
Go ahead.
But by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want.
You said your abundance has to be a supply for their want. Read on.
That their abundance also may be a supply for your want.
And then your abundance, their abundance is going to be a supply for what you want. That means there's no team me in this. I got to build you up because I'm going to need you. Because I may get to the point I'm too old to do it now. What's going to happen? You're going to be there. Now you doing it. That don't make me less of a man. That don't mean anything. That was the reason I passed it on. I taught so that you got it, so that you can succeed. Now, if you succeed, I succeed. That's it. It's the truth. And that is the system that works. That's how the Hiltons got to be the Hiltons. That's how this place was built on. That's why these Chinese restaurants begin with their making with their money. And then Chinese restaurants ain't stopped. It ain't the fact it's the love of Chinese food. Not everybody loves. Now, maybe fried chicken. Yeah. When a person come over, they already looking to build up that next family, man, or that next person. I'm building them up. I want him to have a restaurant. How do you think you create a Chinatown? I came over and I took what I had in my business. We may have had to sacrifice, but to make sure you came up. And then your obligation was to help the next family that came over. All of a sudden, all these families then started to come over and they getting help to grow. And you look up and it's Chinatown. It ain't Blacktown. There's the ghetto, but we ain't seen Blacktown. We have not seen little Mexico. They ain't no little Mexico, little Italy, but ain't little Mexico. No, it ain't. It's the ghetto. It's a Mexican restaurant in the ghetto. it's a chicken shack in the ghetto. We have our little businesses, but we don't have Little Italy. It's right in the middle of New York, man. You got Chinatown everywhere. Every city got a Chinatown there. Now you got a Jamaican restaurant in the ghetto. That's what you got. Because we don't work like that. It'll be that business didn't help the next business. We didn't do that. We didn't look out for each other. But that is the system that works. That's where growth comes from. That's what we read about. Anything else, you follow foolishness. You got to be a fool to think that me talking to you is going to get you there. You said, I had to go to some counsel. No, you need to get some help. That is the counsel. The counsel is, here, let me show you. You understand? Last question, man. Colossians what? Two?
Two and ten.
And this one goes to prove what the root is. Maybe we're going to end it right there, man. Uh-huh. Hold up. Read six. Oh, wow. So think about this. This we got Colossians. Let me get it real quick. I want to read along in this, man. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. All right, read that. He says, as ye have therefore received Yahweh Shai, the Lord, so walk ye in it. We're reading those examples, man. You're getting the mind of Christ. This is how you live your life. If I was being taught, the mind of Christ, then this is how I'm supposed to live my life. He said, walk ye in it. Read. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been what? As ye have been taught. And somebody show me the right method that works this book. This is what I got to get rooted in. Like we were supposed to continue. You were supposed to be rooted in what you were taught. So when you watch all these prideful people, it's because the pride is in the fact that I walked away from what I was being taught. And I went about to establish my own righteousness. Read on, finish it, Carl. Go ahead. Oh, he's abounding therein with what? He said, I got to abound. I got to grow in what I was taught with thanksgiving. All praise to the Most High. I grew because what I was shown, this is where I was going to grow at. Nice scripture. Read on. Beware what? Hold up. Through what? What the hell is philosophy? Is a what? Oh, so be, huh? Arguing opinion, their own theory. They all trying to flex their knowledge. It says, so beware lest any man spoil. What do they spoil? Hold up. That was a good definition, man. What is philosophy? He said, the study of the fundamental nature of knowledge. Yes. Right. You see how I changed the game? Like, now this is stupidity. This is the stupidity of what we have to deal with every day. You're not teaching me anything. What you're doing is you're arguing words. I believe this, and you're trying. You know what's crazy? I may believe something, and you're trying to adjust my belief or my thinking. But you know the best way to do that? Choke. You say, tell somebody, you got to live right and serve the Most High. Right. But you know what we think proof of this? Can't read the scripture. You know what proof would have been? You do it. Show me your example. Don't tell me about living right. Then show me. Be a living sacrifice in this. That's what we're reading about. We're rooted, built up in him, and established in the faith as he has been taught, abound therein with thanksgiving. If I'm growing, I'm growing. I was taught this. Now do it. If I'm growing and building because it's what I'm doing, stop, don't talk and do it. That's the way you teach. You lead by example. You understand? Read on. He said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. This is after the tradition of what? Read. And not after Christ. We have to be careful. That's why we read. You're reading and you're looking for that person. This is the example they're supposed to follow. This is what they do. Show me righteousness. Don't tell me about it. Show it to me. That's what we're supposed to demand. Through that, we're going to end it. We're going to thank everybody for joining us on Blog Talk and join us on the Zoom meeting, man. You know, we're going to come back. Huh? We'll be here next Friday. Friday, we'll be back here. We found a way to amplify with the mic. We need two mics, but you're right. We need the mic board. Oh, no, it's Saturday and Sunday. On this right here, on this one, it's Saturday and Sunday. Oh, so with that, we're going to take so long.